The K Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
The Joy of Jazz Festival is set to celebrate its 25th year milestone this year with a bold lineup of performances, which take place on the 27th and the 28th of September 2024. And this year, the festival will host over 50 world-class musicians from more than 10 countries who take to the five stages in 2 days, showcasing jazz music accents from the African continent, including Europe, East Asia, the Americas, and of course, weaving a truly global vision of jazz as a world-unifying musical idiom. We're joined now by our guest whose musical journey began at Musenberg High School, which led to studies at University of Cape Town, as well as Norway and eventually Georgia State University. Darren's career has included working alongside Jimmy Lulu, Mark Fransman, Faye Faku, and the late Robbie Jansen, including Zim Rawana. Darren English is billed as one of the headlining artists at this year's Joy of Jazz Festival, and we catch up with him ahead of these festivities. Darren, good morning. Welcome to Kofifi FM. Welcome to the K Jazz Show, and thank you for joining us this Sunday.
Thank you so much. So good to be here.
It is our pleasure. You know, the last time you and I got together was at the 2024 Prince Albert Annual Journey to Jazz Festival. And once again, you know, we get together in Johannesburg, this time for the Joy of Jazz in the same year.
Oh, yes.
I want to talk about your incredible journey, you know, in the jazz space, and maybe even beginning with your love for music and what led you to pursue the trumpet.
Mm-hmm. Man, I would say that the trumpet chose me and not the other way around. You know, my parents were not involved in me choosing music, which is quite strange if you think about it. It's usually, you know, your parents who get you involved in playing an instrument or something. But it was actually through my first music teacher in high school, who was my English teacher. And he got me going on the trumpet. And yeah, the rest is history, as they say.
My next thing comes in two parts. You spent some time in the U.S., moving to Atlanta in 2012. I want us to reflect on that experience, you know, and some of your highlights during that time. And the second part, maybe painting a picture for us, you know, who are listening to you right now about the two different scenes, playing locally in comparison, you know, to playing overseas. What were or are the significant differences?
There definitely are some differences, but I would say they're all positive, you know. We obviously have our own sound in South Africa, even though we may play the same music, part of the American songbook, but we definitely have our own voice in South Africa. So being in the States definitely allowed me to broaden that voice, if anything, with my contemporaries and with some of my mentors stateside, which has been good coming back and choosing to move back to South Africa now with what I hope is a new sound, a new voice, a somewhat more matured voice now, that definitely was inspired by my time in the States.
You know, you released your debut album under Atlanta's top jazz label, Hot Shoe Records. Imagination, the project, featured trumpeters Russell Gunn and Joe Granson, vocalist Carmen Bradford, you know, saxophonist Greg Tardy, pianist Kenny Banks Jr., drummer, everybody. An incredible lineup, you know, of musicians. Please share more about this project for those who are actually hearing about it for the very first time.
Man, so the Imagination project, I would say it started with a suite that I wrote for Nelson Mandela while he was still alive, entitled Imagination, which is the nation that he imagined. So it's actually a two-part word. And it started as that, and then I got a recording deal in the States. And it was just so fitting that we titled the album with that work, with that suite. And so that definitely inspired the album's, I'd say, production. And then we also did some of the American Songbook tunes on there. And yeah, we were fortunate to win the 2017-2018 Global Peace Song Award in Los Angeles with the suite, or the second movement of the suite.
Mm. Fascinating project. And I think the next question will probably be, when can it get reissues? But Kofifi FM, you know, we're spending time with Young Artist Awardee for the year 2023. He is a trumpeter, Darren English, for Our Africa this Sunday. And we've been reflecting on his career and music. And he joins us on the line, you know, as we get ready for the 25th edition of the Joy of Jazz Festival, which commemorates a quarter century of unbroken excellence in music showcase, you know, and celebrating our heritage and elegant lifestyle rooted in the noble sound that is jazz music. Now, Darren, you know, you're one of the headlining artists, you know, this year at this year's festival, and your set, The Birth, you know, features Kenny Banks Jr., to be exact, from the USA. What can we expect, you know, from that performance?
Man, I'm so excited to be, you know, in this collaboration again with a good friend of mine, Kenny Banks Jr., who was on my debut album as well. We'll do we'll do the suite of the album. That's definitely going to be showcased. And then along with my new works that I've written, especially for, I'd say for my Standard Bank Young Artist Award.
Yeah.
That we showcased earlier this year in Grahamstown, which, man, the concerts were absolutely, they were pure fire. We had such a blast and a good little national tour with, and I featured my good friend from the States, Miguel Alvarado on tenor saxophone.
Yeah.
And it's really just such good organic experience, you know. Kyle Shepard on piano, Benjamin Jafter on bass, and Kesava Naidu on drums, all of whom previously won the Standard Bank Young Arts of the Year. So it was quite special, like reunion / honorarium concert. It was awesome. So I'm looking forward to playing some of the new work that we debuted in Makanda at NAF, and along with some new works that I'm writing currently for the Jew of Jazz Festival.
Oh, incredible. So we've got exclusive coming along the way, of course. Next to, you know, Kenny, who else is going to be on the bandstand with you?
So currently I have Spilelo Mazibuko on the drums and cymbals and Benjamin Jafter on the bass. And I'm still confirming the saxophonist for the event.
We look forward to that. Of course, it's going to be an epic performance happening at the Joy of Jazz Festival this year. Since the release of Imagination, what is Darren up to? You know, is there a new project or maybe something exciting? You know, some exciting news you'd like to share with us?
Well, so many things have happened since the album. I mean, it's been almost 10 years since recording. It's been 8 years since releasing. And we've been fortunate to, I'd say, to milk the album for this long. So we are going back into studio in the States in November to record a new album.
Yeah.
With the amazing help of Standard Bank, who is on board with us with this new album. So I'm super looking forward to, you know, these new works now that I've been working on probably for the last few years. Mm. And then the current work that I'll present at the Joe of Jazz Festival will record as well in November.
You know, when audience heard that you were joining us this Sunday, they wanted to know if they will be getting reissues of Imagination. What are those plans like?
I will be getting some more albums. I still have to talk to the label just to send me some more in SA. Before I was going quite regularly, obviously, to the States back and forth, which hasn't happened for the past 2 years now. But I should be receiving more copies, hopefully in time for the Joy of Jazz.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So, of course, everybody, you know, wants to know if there'll be a CD or an LP. You will advise, of course, because, you know, we're living in a different age now. We're rolling with vinyls.
Yes.
Everybody's got a vinyl player again.
I might even just bring out a cassette.
Oh.
No one's doing that. I might just do that.
Listen to you. But where would we play it?
I don't know. I might sell the cassettes and it'll be a package deal with a cassette player.
Now you got a business deal. Now you got a business deal. But of course, you know, where can we keep up with you, you know, in the socials? Now that you're recording, there's a cassette and a deal. Listen, we want all of it. How do we keep up with you?
You can find me at Darren English Music on Instagram or DarrenEnglishMusic.com, my website, or English Designs, my design page on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then just Darren English on Facebook.
Absolutely. And we look forward to seeing you on the Denality stage. That is on the 28th of September, 2024, of course, at the Sandton Convention Center. Yeah, we're excited too, sir. And the tickets are selling out online via Ticketmaster. So, Kofifi FM, if you do not have yours or you have not booked your seat yet, go out and do that today. Darren, thank you so much for joining us this Sunday.
Thank you so much and have a good Sunday further.
Absolutely. Trumpeter, composer, and band leader Darren English. And he was on the K-Jazz Show.